Third point, we must always fear. My son, hast thou sinned? Do so no more. But for thy former sins, pray that they may be forgiven thee. Behold, dear Christian, the advice which your good Lord gives you because he desires your salvation. Son, offend me no more, but from this day forward, be careful to ask pardon for your past transgressions. My brother, the more you have offended God, the more you should tremble at the thought of offending him again, for the next sin which you commit will make the balance of divine justice descend, and you will be lost. I do not say absolutely that after another sin there will be no more forgiveness for you, for this I do not know, but I say that it may happen. Hence, when you are tempted, say within yourself, perhaps God will pardon me no more, and I shall be lost. Tell me, were it probable that certain food contained poison, would you eat it? If you had reason to think that on a certain road your enemies lay in wait to take away your life, would you pass that way as long as you could find another more free from danger? And what security, or even what probability, have you that if you relapse into sin, you will afterward repent sincerely of it, and that you will not return again to the vomit? What just reason have you to believe that God will not strike you dead in the very act of sin, or that after you sin, he will not abandon you? If you purchase a house, you spare no pains to obtain all the securities necessary to guard against the loss of your money. If you take medicine, you are careful to assure yourself that it cannot injure you. If you pass over a torrent, you cautiously avoid all danger of falling into it. And for a miserable gratification, for a beastly pleasure, you will risk your eternal salvation, saying, I expect to go to confession after this sin. But when I ask, will you go to confession? Perhaps on Sunday. And who has promised that you will live till Sunday? Perhaps you intend to go to confession tomorrow. But who promised you tomorrow? Do you cling, says St. Augustine, to a day who are not sure of an hour? How can you promise yourself that you will go to confession tomorrow when you know not whether you will be among the living in another hour? He, continues the saint, who has promised pardon to penitents, has not promised tomorrow to sinners. Perhaps he will give it, and perhaps he will not. If you now commit sin, God perhaps will give you time for repentance, and perhaps he will not. And should he not give it, what will become of you for all eternity? In the meantime, by consenting to sin, you lose your soul for the sake of a miserable pleasure and expose yourself to the risk of being lost forever. Would you, for that vile gratification, risk a sum of 1,000 ducats? Would you, for that momentary pleasure, expose to danger your all, your money, your houses, your possessions, your liberty and life? Surely you would not. Will you then, for that wretched delight, lose all, your soul, heaven, and God? Do you believe that heaven, hell, and eternity are truths of faith, or that they are fables? Do you believe that if death overtake you in sin, you will be lost forever? Oh, what temerity, what folly, to condemn yourself by your own free act to an eternity of torments with the hope of afterward reversing the sentence of your condemnation. No one is so foolish as to take poison with the hope of being preserved from death. And will you condemn yourself to eternal death, saying, I will perhaps be hereafter delivered from it? O folly, which has brought and brings so many souls to hell. Thou hast, says the Lord, trusted in thy wickedness. evil shall come upon thee, and thou shalt not know the rising thereof. You have sinned through a rash confidence in the divine mercy. Vengeance will unexpectedly fall upon you, and you will not know whence it comes. Affections and prayers. Behold, O Lord, one of those fools who have so often lost their soul and thy grace with the hope of afterward recovering them. And hadst thou struck me dead in those nights in which I was in sin, what would have become of me? I thank thy mercy, which has waited for me, and which now makes me sensible of my folly. I see that thou desirest my salvation, and I too wish to save my soul. I am sorry, O infinite goodness, for having so often turned my back upon thee. I love thee with my whole heart, and I hope in the merits of thy passion. O my Jesus, that I will never again be one of those fools. Pardon me at this moment, and give me the gift of thy grace. I will never leave thee again. In thee, O Lord, have I hoped. Let me never be confounded. Ah, no, I hope, O my Redeemer, never more to suffer the misfortune and confusion of seeing myself deprived of thy grace and love. Grant me holy perseverance, and give me the grace always to ask it of thee, by invoking thy holy name and the name of thy mother, and by saying, Jesus, assist me. Most Holy Mary, pray for me. Yes, my Queen, if I have recourse to thee, I shall never be conquered. And when the temptation continues, obtain for me the grace not to cease to invoke thy aid.